Take your Bibles this morning.
Turn with me to the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. The 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. And we'll read verses 15 through 20 this morning. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. The title of this message today is Pretending to be Righteous. Pretending to be Righteous. Where that title came from should be evident in just a few minutes. This passage of Scripture is dealing with false prophets. What is a false prophet? Are you a false prophet? Am I a false prophet? In the Old Testament, a prophet was one who had a message from God of future events. So, a false prophet in the Old Testament was one who pretended to tell future events, but he had no authority from God. He had no word from God. But prophets also were teachers. They were instructors. And more specifically, we see that in the New Testament. And that is more specifically what he has reference to here in this passage of Scripture. They taught people their duty. And so false prophets here would be those false teachers, which is in keeping with its meaning, for the word means, false prophets, means pretended foreteller, religious imposter. In other words, they were hypocrites. Ah. In this whole Sermon on the Mount, is that not what our Lord has been cautioning us, His true disciples, against being like them? And he says in verse 15, he said, beware of them. Beware of them. This has been, as we said already, this has been the theme of the Lord's message in this sermon. He said in the 5th chapter, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Beware of their righteousness and seek to have a righteousness which is far higher than theirs. They were all consumed with their practices. But what about what was in their heart? What was in their heart? They were hypocrites. Their practice appeared to be good. Why, they didn't kill anyone. They didn't commit adultery. They didn't appear to lie. They were hypocrites. Be not as the hypocrites when you give your alms, when you pray, when you fast. Don't be as a hypocrite and set your affections on things of the world and appear to have it set on things above. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. So in essence, he said, we need to be cautious. The word beware means pay attention to and be cautious. Take heed to their ways cautiously. That goes beyond just what they appear to be. We meet people in the services of the Lord. I go to conferences and I meet these preachers and listen to them preach and I love what they preach and some of those men I look up to. I've known them and the word they preach for many years. But he said, pay attention to them. Pay attention to their ways. Jesus warned his disciples again later on in the book of Matthew, chapter 16. And turn with me there to Matthew chapter 16 concerning these Pharisees. Matthew 16 and verse 6. He said, then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Beware of their leaven. Well, these whom Jesus was speaking to thought he was speaking of leavening of bread. Is evident in verse 11. He said, how is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to your concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Howbeit that you did not understand that I was not speaking to you concerning the leavening of the bread. Then understood they how that he bade them not to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Of their doctrine. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 1, he said, "Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." He said their doctrine is hypocrisy. Just let that roost there a minute. You see, the problem was their doctrine was not in the heart. And we need to grasp hold of that today. We may be guilty of that. We have the doctrine in the head, but do we have it in the heart? They wore sheep's clothing. Jesus said concerning the scribes, they desire to wear long robes and love greetings in the marketplace and to sit in the highest seats in the synagogues. But he said, beware. Beware of them. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 13 and 14, the Holy Spirit warns us of those who have transformed themselves into the apostles of Christ in the days of Paul. There were false apostles who had transformed themselves into the apostles of Christ. They appeared to be, they looked like the apostles of Christ. He said, don't think it's strange that they're able to do that. He said, for even Satan transformed himself into an angel of light. He says concerning these false teachers, these pretenders, he said, because inwardly they are cruel and greedy. They're cruel. And they're greedy. That is, he said, call them ravening wolves. Here in our verse, in our text, verse 15. He said, which are the ravening wolves. They come to you in sheep's clothing. Appearing to be true teachers of the Word of God. But inside, they're ravening wolves. That is, they're extortioners and robbers. They do not right by their fellow man. Turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 23. Matthew, in the 23rd chapter. And look with me here at verse 13 and 14. He said, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. He's talking about the gospel. They would not receive the kingdom of the gospel. They rebelled against it. They rebelled against the preaching of the gospel. And in so doing, they discourage others from listening to the preaching of the gospel, listening to the preaching of the kingdom. you self-righteous hypocrite? Verse 14, warn you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer, therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. I mean, they were repossessing widows' houses. Their husbands had died. Their provider had passed away. And they were going in and taking these houses. They were getting rich off of these widows. Where was their love and compassion? They extorted them out of their wife's belongings. Verse 25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. They are hypocrites. And his admonition to us is, don't be like them. Beware of them. They were guilty of everything that Jesus had been instructing his disciples about in the sermon. They were guilty of murder. Not the outward physical act, but in the heart. They were guilty of adultery. Same thing, not of the outward act, but in the heart. They were guilty in their giving of alms. They didn't really give alms. They gave them, but hypocritically, which wasn't to give them at all. They were guilty of praying and of hypocritical praying, which in essence was not praying at all. Their words never got any further than the roof. They were guilty of hypocritical fasting, which was no fasting at all. There was really no sorrow in their heart that brought forth the fasting and prayer. They were lovers of the things of this world. And they did not love their neighbors. They did not love their neighbors as themselves. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. The book of 2 Timothy. Chapter 3. You look at verse 2 through 4. Now I know that this is talking about perilous times. It's talking about the last days. But I submit to you this morning, these Pharisees and scribes, they were guilty of all these things. Let's read them. For men shall be lovers of them their own selves. They were. Covetous. They were. Boasters, they were. Proud, they were. Blasphemers, they were. Disobedient to parents, they were. Unthankful, unholy, they were. Without natural affection, they were. Truth breakers, they were. False accusers, they were. Incontinent, they were. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, they were. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They're guilty. That was so of the scribes and the Pharisees. And it may be so of many of us here today. But while that was so of the scribes and the Pharisees, the Holy Spirit is warning us that in the last days, these things are going to be increased. There are going to be many more people than just the so-called scribes and Pharisees of the Lord's day. Look at verse 13. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Second thing we want to note this morning is the rule to govern our caution. Verses 16 through 20. And basically it's summed up with this. And twice he tells us this. By their fruits ye shall know them. By their fruits ye shall know them. Yes? Their doctrine? But not doctrine only. Their living as well. This will be the sure test. Their life. Example. A man may say he believes the doctrines of grace. Praise God, I do too. But listen, if a man really believes them, if he's really got them in his heart, he's really got a grasp of them, and if he's really got a grasp of them, they're in his heart, and that'll produce a life of holiness. The same thing with the doctrine of the Lord's church. You might believe the doctrine of the Lord's church, but if you really believe it, if you've really got it in the heart, if you've really got a good grasp of it, it'll produce a life of holiness in you. Think about that. Now, I've mentioned some great truths that we believe, say we believe. But do we really? If we really do, it affects our life. You see, it's an application of those truths. You recognize the tree by its fruit. Pay attention to their life. You see God's love working in them? How do they treat their fellow man? How do they treat their spouses? How do they behave towards the people of God? How do they behave themselves in the house of God? You might think you know what the tree is, but when you see the fruit, then you know for sure what the tree is. That's what he told us there. A good tree brings forth good fruit, an evil tree brings forth evil fruit. It may be disguised as something else. Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 13, in verse 34, he said, "Behold, a new commandment I give unto you, and that is that you love one another." In verse 35, he said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another." By this shall all men recognize that you're the disciples of Christ, because you love one another. of the Holy Spirit. By the pen of James. It said in James chapter 2 and verse 14, what does it profit, my brethren, though man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? A man says he has faith. It appears to have faith. But if he doesn't have the life to back it up, is he saved? So, the Holy Spirit also tells us by the pen of the Apostle Paul in the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. Works doesn't avail anything in Christ. But faith, which worketh by love, by agape. If you have faith, it will manifest itself in your life by the love to others. Your actions towards others. True faith will work by agape. What's some of the work? Bowels of compassion, kindness, long suffering, and forgiveness. Turn with me to the book of Colossians. Book of Colossians in chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. And look at verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Look, brethren, look. Look what a belief in election will do. Look at the work that a belief in the doctrine of election will produce in your life. Vows of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meanness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. That's what a true grasp of the doctrine of election will do. Amen. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. You see, a true grasp of the doctrine of election and all the doctrines of grace, it will work. And how will it work? By charity. By love.
Amen.
Look at what we're told by the Holy Spirit. The hand of John, the book of 1 John, 1 John chapter 3, oh, I'm in 1 Peter, excuse me, 1 John chapter 3, look at verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest. In this the children of God are known, recognized. And the children of the devil are in this. And what he's about to tell you, you can tell the children of God and you can tell the children of the devil.
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. You preach the doctrines of righteousness, but you don't do righteousness. You're not of God. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. You see, that's the righteous work he's talking about. All our works are governed by love. Look at verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God. We can recognize the love of God. How? Because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. We recognize the love of God towards us in the fact that he laid down his life for us. And how do men recognize the love of God in you? By your sacrificing for them. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? You're not working by a principle of love. You're not working by a principle of agape. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue. Don't just say you love people. Don't just say you love God and you love people. But indeed, in your actions, in your work, in truth, turn with me to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 13. We looked at verse 9 last week. Look at verse 8 to go along with it. Owe no man anything but to love. This is what you're to owe all men. To love. To love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. You fulfill. Love thy neighbor as thyself. When you love. For this thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this, saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In other words, it's summed up in one word, love. The whole law. The whole law. The law towards God and the law towards men is summed up in one word. Love. Love the Lord thy God with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your heart. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Summed up by love. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13, he said, for brethren, we have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Some people say, I can do anything I want. I can behave any way I want. I'm saved. I know it. Well, then you better behave like you're saved. That's what he says. But by love, serve one another. But by love, serve one another. Yeah. You see, the scribes and the Pharisees, their doctrine was correct. Their doctrine was right. They taught the law of God. But their life did not manifest what they were teaching. So therefore, they weren't teaching the law of God correctly. Because if they had been teaching it correctly, it would have been manifested itself in their life. Look again at Matthew 23. Verse 2, Jesus said, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat." They sat there as teachers. Teachers of the law of God. And they sat there piously. Moses was anything but pious. Proud. Arrogant. He was not. He said, "Because they're sitting in Moses' seat and they're teaching to you the oracles of God. All therefore, because they are teaching you the oracles of God, their doctrine in saying is correct. Whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do." That shows you their doctrine was correct. They had the doctrines of grace down correct. They had the church truth down correct. You observe it and do it. "But do not ye after their works. For they say and do not." Brethren, our doctrine ought to work. Our doctrine works. If we believe a thing is so, it produces an effect in our life. Produces effect of towards holiness. A striving and a laboring towards holiness. Now here, one more thing. I give you the litmus test. How many of you know what a litmus test is? Well, we got some. I've been around that saying all my life. I mean, it's a sure thing. It's a sure test. It's a test by a series of things that this is it. It has to be so. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I heard this a few weeks ago. It's a conference at Inverness. Brother Chris Wallace preached on this, and I've just been waiting for an opportunity to use it. It was so good. 1 Corinthians 13:4. "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth, and charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth." Now, put the name of Jesus there. That fits Jesus to a T. Jesus suffers long and is kind. Jesus vaunteth not himself, is not puffed up. Jesus does not behave himself unseemly. Jesus doesn't seek his own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Jesus rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Jesus beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Jesus never faileth.
Now here's the litmus test. Put your name there. Seth suffereth long. Seth is kind. Seth envieth not. Seth wanteth not himself. Seth is not puffed up. Liar. Liar. Wherefore, Jesus said, by their deeds, by their fruit, ye shall know them. Spurgeon said he prayed this prayer. Lord, let remember that I am to judge myself by this rule. By their fruits ye shall know them. Make me a fruit bearing tree. That ought to be the prayer on every heart today that is saved and a member of Grace Baptist Church. That's my prayer. Help me to remember that I'm to judge myself by this standard. By their fruits ye shall know them. Make me a fruit-bearing tree. Shall we stand and have a song in closing, Brother Mike?